from KQED.
This year marks the 75th anniversary of Kinder Transport. The program shuttled Jewish children out of Germany, Austria, Czechoslovakia, and Poland before the Nazis tried to wipe out the Jewish populations there. Many of those Kinder, now mostly in their 80s, eventually ended up in California. Susan Vallett caught up with a couple of them at a recent reunion in Irvine.
About 100 people roam a hotel lobby, including 36 Kinder, plus their adult children and grandchildren. Some scribble messages on easels of paper. They're reminiscent of the sides of milk cartons. Does anyone know a Fritzi Hacker from Berlin? Does anyone know Susie Rosenstock from Worms? German native Hilda Fogelson steps outside. She remembers growing up in Berlin. Fogelson says at first it was okay, but then things started to change.
The kids would put rocks in the snowballs, and they knew we were Jewish because we were going to the subway to go to Jewish school. They would try and hit us with those, you know, things like that. Every day something happened.
Then came Kristallnacht, the Night of Broken Glass, in November of 1938. Rioters in Germany and Austria destroyed Jewish businesses and burned down synagogues. Fogelson says her dad took her and her sister on the streetcar to see the aftermath so they'd never forget it.
As we were going along, we could see the synagogue burning that I went to. We could see a lot of stores with the name Yuda, you know, Jew, and the store windows broken. My father had told us before we shouldn't say anything, you know, people shouldn't realize we were Jewish. That woke my dad up. Up to that point, he always thought this is a passing thing. The world is not going to let this happen.
After Kristallnacht, activists in England pressured officials there to approve the transport of Jewish children out of Nazi-occupied areas. But families would have to pay a guarantee of 50 British pounds per child, a lot of money for the time. Quakers helped escort the children. Fogelson's dad paid to get 13-year-old Hilda and her two sisters to England. Around the same time, 7-year-old Susie Goldsmith's father, a well-known attorney, got her and her brother on the first Kinder transport out of Vienna.
The day that the train left, all the grandparents and the aunts and uncles went to the station, but nobody was allowed near the children. They were all kept far away from the children. And all I remember is I cried from that moment till I think we got out of Austria, out of Germany, and into Holland.
The Kinder transport lasted 9 months until World War II brought it to an end. About 60% of the children never saw their parents again. Both Fogelson and Goldsmith, on their separate journeys, eventually made it to California. Goldsmith's family went to San Francisco.
And it was wonderful. I made very good friends. Nobody believed the stories that we told, so we learned not to talk about our experiences. Nobody thought that a civilized country could be so cruel.
At the Kinder Transport Association reunion, Kinder and their families hold hands and snake through the room, singing a song of peace. They attend sessions about how to keep their long-hidden stories alive. Goldsmith's adult daughter, Ellen Goldsmith.
Where most American Jews have like a mezuzah on the outside of the house, we didn't. It was absolutely forbidden. It was on the inside of the house, but not on the outside where it could be seen publicly. And when I wanted to wear a Star of David when I was 7, and my mother said no. And I said, I'll buy it. She said, no. As it turned out, I did buy it. I did wear it. And she was terrified for me.
Ellen Goldsmith says it wasn't until years later that she made the connection between her Star of David and the yellow star her mother was forced to wear to identify her as a Jew. Both Kinder Hilda Fogelson and Susie Goldsmith speak to schools in California about their experiences. Fogelson says she's even spoken to kids in Germany.
The young people that I speak to there, they weren't even alive. And they sometimes ask that question, do you hate us? And I say, no, I don't hate you, but your grandparents. It's not very nice, but that's the truth.
Fogelson says she's shown her family where she lived in Berlin.
After a while, I just want to leave. I said, I can't be here any longer. But I sort of felt it's important that I do it, too. You know, that this, the Germans see, didn't kill us all. I'm alive.
It's a lesson that resonates with the 86-year-old's children, who say while their mother's experience is tinged with pain, it's also a source of pride. For the California Report, I'm Susan Vallett in Irvine.
And we've got photos of the Kinder Transport reunion along with some historical images. Check them out at our website, californiareport.org.